We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, I promised myself I wouldn't do it, but I'm doing it. Portland Trailblazers preseason game number one last night. They played in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum against the Denver Nuggets and lost 105-94.
The guy who stole the show is Coach Stotts.
He dressed like grandma's couch, tried to be a pimp. And he looked awesome.
He went 1977 on us.
Well, yeah.
Legitimately.
Yes, it looked, they were throwback. He looked awesome. You know what? Stotts is probably a big Halloween guy. I could totally see Stotts being a big Halloween guy because he does this quite often. Like when he did a tribute to Jack Ramsey, he'll wear the wide collar and the plaid jacket and all that stuff. He was awesome. In preseason basketball, I noticed this and thought, man, preseason NBA is the most watchable of any of the preseasons.
Oh, hard disagree.
What do you think is?
NFL.
No, because at least you get the stars, and they were playing hard at the beginning of that preseason game. The NFL, you don't even see any of the stars.
I can tell you in the history of my lifetime.
You're just excited for NFL to be back.
Right. The history of my lifetime, I've never watched a preseason, from start to finish, a preseason basketball game in the NBA. History. Now, I have watched football.
Well, that's not.
I've actually watched spring training game.
Right, but if you were to watch, you'd say this is a better level of play than what you get in spring training or the NFL preseason. Because you got guys that are playing hard. They're trying to find a role on teams early and play with. They get to get on the floor with stars. And like Dame and CJ played into the second quarter, and then they just took it off and they were done. But I have found our guy who's going to be the player who thrives in Portland, who is a castaway elsewhere.
And will be traded by January.
Oh, and no way. They're going to use him. Mario Hezonja is going to be that guy.
You look pretty good.
Mario Hezonja, he was a former top 10 pick. He's going to be the guy that Portland fans love. And he will thrive here in Portland. Because
the next Jake Layman.
No. No.
You're getting on this. Whoa, Nelly.
I just like the way, how fast Mario Hezonja and Kent Bazemore play. Mm-hmm. And Kent Bazemore has this mini Hulk look about him.
He's thick.
Yes, he is.
Better be thick for $20
million. And those two guys, I like the way that those two play because they bring a tempo off of the bench.
Yeah.
And I believe that the Blazers will play with a little bit more tempo this year just because that's the way that they're kind of going to be built. But I sat there and I watched a preseason basketball game and I was like, why am I doing this? But it was entertaining and you got to see a lot of different guys in different roles. And you had a starting lineup of Dame, CJ, Rodney Hood, Zach Collins, Hassan Whiteside. Sign me up for that. I'm a little bit excited about that to see those guys run rim to rim.
I also saw that Yusuf was there and got a nice little standing O as he walked in. He looked like he was moving around okay.
He's got long hair that kind of looks like a toupee. Did you have that thought?
You and him have very similar facial hair issues.
Oh, it's bad.
It's super patchy.
Very bad.
Very bad, but he's got a lot of great locks on top, so I'm not gonna cut on that. Beautiful long hair. Do what you got to do, man.
But it looks like it. That's what my hair would look like if I grew it out. Mm-hmm. It's like wavy, kind of curlish. It would sit on my head like a toupee.
Yeah.
And it's odd because Nurk always keeps it like tight on the sides. I wonder what look he's going for. Is he going to have a man bun when he returns?
Oh, God, no.
He might.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you don't know that. His hair's getting a little shaggy up top.
So I wanted to ask the question.
Wrote that down. Nurk's hair looks like a toupee.
That was part of your.
It's part of my game breakdown.
Deep dive in your analysis.
Yes.
Of it.
Oh. What was your question?
Okay, so I was wondering if Denver fans kind of thought heading into this season that Jokic was going to come back and look a little bit more the part, you know, in watching him and getting, you know, he didn't play last night and he was resting and stuff and just kind of looking at him. He's a big monster. He's a big athletic guy. But I'm looking at Denver and I go, that's a good basketball team, because Michael Porter Jr. ends up being healthy, going to be pretty excited to think about Denver being a quality basketball team because they're doing that. But this is, again, we're going to sit there in preseason. I just thought watching, because I saw some reports this offseason that Jokic really didn't do a lot and that he was fat and out of shape and he's not working hard and some of those things.
He always looks out of shape, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you're going to complain at a guy like we're looking at Yusuf. You're going, some of these guys, just their bodies just don't perform like that. Yep. They don't look like rock solid monsters. And all of us can be those guys.
Michael Porter Jr. is the wild card. Mike Mullen didn't play him in the first half, which was weird. Because that's a guy who's supposed to be a big rotational piece, and he was a really high pick. That was a guy that he was going to be the number one overall pick until he got hurt.
It was a monster at Missouri. In high school.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Then went to Nathan Missouri.
Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, was going to go to UW, and then they fired with Lorenzo Romar.
Picked Missouri.
Well, they hired his dad, so.
Yeah.
That'll happen. But Michael Porter Jr., he could be, they are good. Denver is really good. But my big analysis of the Blazers is I'm ready for them to run the floor more. I think the tempo will be up this year. And Zach Collins shooting more threes, sign me up.
This is the best roster I've ever seen from the Blazers. That's it. That's all I'm going to give you till real season starts.
It's about all we should.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see a game in the Coliseum, too. The Coliseum is awesome.
How does everybody feel about that place? What will that place be in 5-10 years?
I don't know, but in...
What does it offer the community, really?
The smell of, concerts for people that don't Center. I heard Portland Winterhawks game.
I heard Swag say something yesterday. He mentioned how it is protected because of the architectures and the architects that had it designed and built, that they have some sort of...
It's a historical site, and it's a war memorial, so...
Right, so it's never going to leave.
Yeah, it's a Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The fountain's down below. It's a war memorial. Yeah. So it's like you need to have full approval to build a better memorial for the vets.
Yeah.
Or you go and... nothing happens. They just renovate it all.
I just wonder, as fans and people originally from here, Portland, that are just love Portland, does that place, when you walk up to it, do you look at it and go, gosh, that's beautiful, I hope it stays forever? Or do you look at it and go, maybe a little refresh?
It's beautiful, and I hope it stays forever, but it definitely needs a refresh. And I walked around the concourse of it. That's where they had the media day last week.
Yeah.
And walking around the concourse, they freshened it up a lot, but... you look at it and you go, it's still old. And etched in my mind and forever, no matter what they do with that place, will be, it has a distinct smell in my brain. Yeah. It is stale popcorn, probably asbestos. Like that smell will forever be etched in my brain.
You know it immediately when you get in there.
And it will never leave my mind. And watching the game, I could smell the Memorial Coliseum from as a kid. And it was the first thing when I ever went to my first Blazer game.
Yeah.
It was the Kings Blazers. I remember walking in and the smell of popcorn. Like they were freshly popping the popcorn, but it still smelled stale. And that is what it will be in my mind forever. And it was cool to see a game back in there. I like that games are in there. Because
just occasionally, though, right?
Yeah. I think it's good for the players, too. Because it's like, hey,
it's Moda Center.
Look what it used to be, guys. Yeah. You and your fancy lockers and
all these nice all stuff you got over there. It's not like the Moda Center, some crown jewel shiny thing that's been around. It's been around. It's 20 years old, isn't it?
20 years old, but they have updated it to the point where it's on par with the new arenas. Oh, I agree.
It's on par with every new arena. Yeah.
I'm talking the amenities for players stuff, too.
Yeah. And the concourses are beautiful and it's nice, easy to get around.
They've done a lot to it. It used to be bland, blah. Mm-hmm. But then they added all of the signage and Rip City murals and stuff like that to make it more.
And then didn't the Coliseum get an upgrade from the PK80 and some of the new things that they added there?
A little bit, but they put fresh paint on all the walls and redid the color scheme. For this year because of the Blazers tributes and stuff like that. All right, that's Blazer talk and preseason basketball. Mario Hezonja, get your Blazer jersey number 44s. Kent Bazemore is mini Hulk, and Zach Collins shoot more threes. Nurk wears a toupee, and Stotts looked like an awesome pimp. preseason game number one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.